In the name of the merciful God, ladies and gentlemen, prophets, Nabi come to communicate God's message to the mankind, and messengers, Rasul, come to provide a mini demonstration of the judgment day about which prophets warn people. God Almighty achieved this goal in two ways. Before Ibrahim alayhi salam, the process adopted was that he sent a messenger Rasul to every nation. God Almighty conveyed his message by sending his messenger, established his evidence, clarified his message from all possible angles, until such time that it became evident that the nation is insisting on rejecting the message, decision about it was pronounced. How is this pronouncement made? Those who accept the messenger, accept the truth and acknowledge it, for them the decision of success, ascendancy and political authority is pronounced. And those who insist on rejecting the message, for them punishment is announced. And the punishment then reaches them. We read in the Quran that the nation of Nuh, Ad, Thamud, Lut, and many other nations were inflicted with God's punishment. It was the same law that got implemented. That is, God sent his messengers to these nations. They delivered the message with unmistakable clarity, clarified the truth from every angle. Thereafter, God announced the same verdict about them, which God will announce regarding their entire humanity on the judgment day. As a consequence, the fact that this world has a creator who will pronounce his judgment was demonstrated to humans at a smaller scale. That is, the judgment day that will happen on a big scale, that will happen for the entire humanity, which can be called the bigger judgment day. A smaller one was demonstrated in this world before that. The second phase started with Ibrahim, God's mercy be on him. God decided that he will confer upon an entire nation that status. Consequently, the progeny of Ibrahim, God's mercy be on him, his family was selected for this purpose. When Ibrahim, God's mercy be on him, convincingly delivered the message to his nation in Babylon, and the decision about his nation was implemented, he was asked to get one part of his progeny settled in Canaan, which is now called Palestine, and the other in Arabia. Children of Isaac were thus settled in Canaan, and children of Ishmael were settled in Arabian Peninsula. They were both entrusted with the task that since they were God's chosen people, they will make a center of monotheism for God, and as a nation will invite the entire world towards God's religion. This is the second phase of prophetic mission. Thereafter, appointment of prophets was restricted to the progeny of Abraham. For this purpose, it were children of Israel and then children of Ishmael who were given opportunity. Prophet Muhammad, God's mercy be on him, was appointed prophet on this basis. Consequently, the process of arrival of prophets ceased with him. And in the known human history, the divine accountability was practically demonstrated, whose information prophets have been delivering. This happened in this way, that a great kingdom was conferred to those who believed in the Prophet Muhammad, God's mercy be on him. Their rule was established in not only the Arabian Peninsula, but many other mighty empires surrendered their rule before them. On the other hand, God warned those who rejected the Prophet. He warned them and decided that they will be punished. This decision is mentioned in Surah Tawbah, the 9th chapter. That's the reason why this surah doesn't begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This chapter is the manifestation of God's wrath. The Quran describes this law very concisely in a verse of Surah Yunus, chapter 10. This is verse 47 of chapter 10. It says, وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولٍ فَإِذَا جَاءَ رَسُولُهُمْ قُضِّيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْقِسْطِ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. We have arranged for the arrival of a Rasul in every nation. That is what has been our law. And what has been our law? When their messenger arrives, they are dealt with in a just manner. That is, when the message becomes unmistakable, the truth gets clear, the reservations are convincingly addressed, and they are given opportunity for a while, Thereafter, decision is announced. As I just said, this decision results in the success of the followers of truth on the one hand, and on the other hand, the rejectors are punished to extinction. That is, God's punishment visits them and his wrath is unleashed on them. This in turn takes two forms. One form is adopted when a messenger has only a few followers. Consequently, they migrate and punishment falls upon them from the heavens. The second possibility happens when a messenger is accompanied by many followers and they get a place to migrate to. They are asked to enforce God's punishment upon the rejecters of the message through their swords. Many problems have appeared in our tradition, in particular in our jurisprudence, because of not understanding this law. The Quran tells us that whenever a messenger comes to a nation, قُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْقِسْطِ, God's decision is implemented on them with justice. وَهُمْ لَا يُزْلَمُونَ, and they are not treated unjustly at all. This is manifestation of God's punishment in this world. The Quran describes it as God's law. This is God's policy. So long as messengers have come to this world, this policy has been followed. This law has ceased to exist after the Prophet, God's mercy be on him. This is because of the decision that no more prophets will come after him. And I seek forgiveness for myself and for you and for all believers.